Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls, and the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. From historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guests, The Match Sellers, Andrew Morris and Julie Bates. The audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon. Music director, John Baylor. And me, the announcer guy, Sid Schroyer.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, 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 till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round.
Recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the man with a plan, the Gus with the bus, the goose with the juice, your radio host, George Schricker.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. I am so pleased to be here today with one of my favorite groups in my entire lifetime is here. And that's a long lifetime. But they have roots close to Plymouth, Indiana. They are the Match Sellers, and I want to welcome Andrew Morris and Julie Bates to our stage.
Thanks for having us.
It's so grand to have you. And I'm always intrigued by persons' very young experiences before they actually hit the musical envelope. So I wanted to know if you have any really eidetic memory from childhood, say when you were four or five, somewhere around in there, that you can talk about.
You mean like about music or about like a time I went to the bathroom?
Well, no, maybe not a time you went to the bathroom. Maybe you did something else exciting when you were young. Like when you were really young. Maybe it was six or seven. Something that really made an impression on you. That your maybe even your mother tells stories about, or your father.
Did my mother or father tell you a story about me? Is this what you're getting at?
Why would you ask that?
Oh, his mom is always ready to tell an embarrassing story about him.
Yeah, so there must be plenty.
Okay, what story did they tell, George? What are we getting at?
I don't know. I mean, did you fall off a horse or... Was there any experience that you had in childhood?
Well, one story she told last night was how he shaved his head to be Michael Jordan.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a good story.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom.
How
and
old were you, like four
I don't know,
or five?
Something like that. And I wanted to be Michael Jordan, so I figured the only way to do that was to shave my head, and then I could be really good at basketball. And so I started shaving, and... By the time my mom walked into the bathroom, my head looked about like yours, George, and then she
they can't quite see that. So why don't you give a brief description?
Well, about halfway back, bald, and she walked in, and
a little
my mom
further than that.
My mom said, "Oh my gosh, you look like George Schricker. That's terrible. We gotta shave the rest off." And so she shaved the rest off, and that was. Fortunately,
and then he could play like Michael Jordan. Was that?
Yes. Then I was as good as Michael Jordan at basketball, and I was ready for picture day the next day.
So. Oh, that's great! Well, with that, you know, since we've gone that far, why don't you share a song with us? And then we'll talk a little bit more about the art of songwriting.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and have Julie sing one here. This is one I wrote called Wake Up Sally. I thought it was a good one to start with because we're recording this here in the afternoon, and for us musician types, it's kind of early. So.
Wake up, Sally. Wake up, Sue. Wake up, Johnny. I'm in love with you. Oh, oh, oh. Tell me what to do. I see you running. I hold my breath. If I can't get you, what kind of life is left? Oh, oh, oh. Tell me what to do. Get the phone and call the courthouse clerk. Come on, babe, now's not the time for work.
Bates, that's your song, right?
Andrew wrote that.
Oh, that Andrew wrote that. So what inspired you to write that?
Well, let's see. If anybody's seen our show, we mostly just write really stupid songs. And so Julie and I were sitting around talking, and she was like, you know, we should try to do a song that's not just really stupid. So that was our best attempt right there. So
really?
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of your influences in terms of, because you have some modern day influences too in terms of bluegrass, right?
Yeah, one of my favorite guitarists out right now is a guy named Michael Daves. I first heard a record he put out with Chris Thiele back in 2012 or 2011, something, Sleep With One Eye Open. That was kind of the record that sort of got me wanting to go in this direction.
You had a chance to play with him, or at least on the same stage, right?
Yeah. I was very, very nervous afterward. Yeah, we went out and toured out to New York City, and he hosts a jam every week out there, and we just went to his jam.
Well, it was once a month, so we planned the tour specifically to go to this one day in the month.
Yeah. So we made it out there and got to play on stage with him, got to meet him, shake his hand, really nice guy. And that's a great thing about the bluegrass and kind of folk community is that these people that you really admire are actually quite accessible, you know. You can just go to a jam that they host and meet them and, you know, almost poop your pants when you're talking to them. It's pretty cool.
We hope that doesn't happen today here right on stage. That'd be another one of those childhood stories, I think. Julie, tell me about yourself. You're from Kansas City, correct?
Yep.
And you grew up playing classical violin, right?
Yeah, I started, I guess my elementary school had a little Suzuki violin program that I was in, and after that I continued taking private lessons and was in youth orchestras and all that.
Right, and you both met when you were in Leipzig, is it? Or
Leipzig,
Germany, and how did that exactly happen? I mean, was that like just, were you out in the street and you crossed each other's path? Did you accidentally run into each other somewhere?
No, we both got Fulbright grants to teach English in Germany, and we met at the orientation there. And then ended up, like, it was the orientation for everybody who was going all over Germany, and we ended up living in the same city, so.
Cool. How did you put the two musical styles together? Because if I understand correctly in your background, your extensive biography, you played blues at one time, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Before I got into bluegrass, I played around Warsaw in a blues band called Pluto's Ladder. If any folks up here remember that. I loved Buddy Guy, Muddy Waters. I was really into, kind of that Chicago style, you know, 50s blues stuff, Howlin' Wolf. Yeah, that was kind of my background. And anyway, when Julie and I started playing together, you know, I had known some folk songs and known a little bit of bluegrass stuff too. You know, just as a high school kid, you got to just like listen to Bob Dylan to try to act like you're cool. And so anyway, I think that we just kind of had a little bit of common ground there in bluegrass music and old time and folk stuff. And so that was just kind of what we started playing together.
So that's fine. But now how does a transition come to like really be steeped in the sort of bluegrass world?
We didn't start out like that, that's for sure. I think just at a certain point, we started calling ourselves bluegrass and just decided, well, if we're going to call ourselves bluegrass, we better like know what we're talking about. So then we just spent the next, the first couple years on the road in the car just, you know, listening nonstop to, you know, Bill Monroe tapes, Stanley Brothers, Flatt & Scruggs, kind of the classic, you know, Jimmy Martin, the classic era of bluegrass stuff we really, really liked, and then just started digging deeper into it. Mostly just listening to CDs and cassette tapes in the car. That's pretty much it. So,
yeah, and you're from Kosciuszko County, right?
That's right. And good, good pronunciation.
And you know a lot about it, right? All the various places, the little hills and dales there, right?
Well, I don't know if I know a whole lot about it, but I just...
You talk about it a lot.
I talk about it a lot. That's
right. And you have a song about a place in...
Yeah, that's right.
We have a whole album about called Kosciuszko County, so that's how much he talks about it.
Yeah. And where can they get that album, Andrew?
Well, good question. On our website, thematchsellers.com, there's a link where you can go.
Well, tell us a little bit about Kosciuszko County.
Well, it's flat, there's lakes, there's corn.
There's your family.
There's my family.
Any interesting towns?
There's a particularly interesting one called Mentone. And every year they have the Egg Festival. And they dub the prettiest girl in all of Mentone the Egg Queen. And so, anyway, if I'm picking up what you're putting down, George, I think we're going to go ahead and do a song I wrote about it. This is one called the Mentone Egg Queen here. I was standing out by old Bourbon Street,
smoking my sister's cigarettes and listening to sneakered feet. When I saw her on the other sidewalk, wearing a golden jacket, makeup cake like chalk. Green hair, eyes blonde, my mama says you're all backwards, but I know that's wrong, 'cause you're the cutest thing this boy's ever seen. You must have been the Mentone Queen. Went to the Bulldog and you got yourself a beer, and all the men sitting in there looked at you mighty queer. Some took a hit crank, sat down next to you. You punched his guts, he fell to his knees and sneezed. Green hair, eyes blonde, my mama says you're all backwards, but I know that's wrong, 'cause you're the cutest thing this Hoosier boy's ever seen. You must have been the Mentone Queen. You're all backwards, but I know that's wrong, 'cause you're the cutest thing this boy's ever seen. You must have been the Mentone Queen. You're the cutest thing this boy's ever seen. You must have been the Mentone Queen.
That's great. We're going to come back in a little while and hear some more of your songs and some of your stories, maybe about other things you cut off.
All right.
Okay. So up next, we have the Shoot the Moon radio quiz show, and also a special song from John Baylor. So we'll see you after the turn. Thanks so much.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.